what's hot on CFRC airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
Hello, folks, and good morning. Welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It's a happy Tuesday. It's a December Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're playing all of the best gospel music for the next couple hours to rejoice.
Because it's now Jesus' birthday month.
That's right.
So happy December,
and folks,
everybody.
He gets the whole month. He's like gay people that way. We just heard Personal Jesus by Johnny Cash, and it was great.
It was good.
It was so good. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have the whole month.
Okay.
I'm into it. There's a lot of them. They got to split it between all of them.
It's true.
Yeah. But anyway, folks, it's CFRC funding drive. We're halfway through it right now. Every little bit helps. Go to cfrc.ca/donate if you can. You can get some tax receipts. You can get some swag from us. Get some song requests. Have your anthem played right before your last exam.
Yeah, it's exam season.
Yeah,
probably. We don't know.
Thereabouts.
Yeah,
I'm way too old to know about this now.
Yeah, sucks for you guys, and I believe in you.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, donating to CFRC is like doing one of those Etsy witch spells.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exactly right.
If you donate $5, just know that I'll do something and then you will be successful.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work, it's actually your fault, and you should have donated more money, probably.
And folks, like, we're not donating any money to the funding drive ourselves, of course, but we have bought 100 goats to be sacrificed for various spells and incantations per donor request.
Exactly.
So that was our contribution. We rustled a herd.
No animals were harmed in the CFRC.
They haven't been harmed yet.
Stop. but anyway, it's December. We're vibing.
It's December. Folks,
I love the funding drive.
It's the time, folks, things come to an end, such as Tokyo Police Club. Mm-hmm. We just saw one of their final shows for their farewell tour in Toronto. I guess not much of a tour. I guess they went to a couple other cities.
No, it was a tour. It was a big tour.
But then they ended it in Toronto with four nights.
I know that because I bought the tour t-shirt. And
yes,
it was
they were
a big
in Buffalo.
So sad for Tokyo Police Club. I mean, probably happy for them individually because they obviously want to retire. But sad for me.
Yeah, it's a real end of an era.
I just need like a Tokyo Police Club every 2 years or I start to like rot. So, this is like, sadly they've signed my death certificate. But you know, I will live. It's fine.
Well, aren't we so excited for the next Anyway Gang record? Oh boy.
Hey, don't be a hater. I did not listen to any of that music, but I'm sure that people liked it and that it was good. And
my mom liked it.
Now Dave Monks is in like a new metal band. So hopefully that goes well. You know, Godspeed.
Into the butt rock era, right on time.
Yeah, it was. And also, like, while we were watching the show, Graham did, like, this little, like, side story thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where he talked about, like, how they started as a band.
Yeah,
and, like,
just driving around in their crappy car.
And I was like, this guy is actually an amazing, like, speaker and writer. Like, I feel like he should become a writer. Maybe that's what he's doing, why he's so good at it.
It was a good story, well told.
Yeah.
And, like, I consider myself a connoisseur of like banter patter between songs.
Yeah.
And that was in the upper echelons. That was like approaching John Darnielle tier.
So I'm going to look into this guy. I'm going to see if he's a writer. We'll get back to you.
Okay, cool.
But anyway.
So bittersweet, but Tokyo Police Club is joining that great guitar solo in the sky. Here's Breakneck Speed by Tokyo Police Club.
is a donut. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. Before that, we heard Colorado, So It Goes. They opened for Tokyo Police Club. We didn't mention that in the final show. They were like, oh, we come out of retirement for this show. We're kind of rusty and not very good. And everyone was like, we can tell.
No one said that. Only Dean said that. They did a great job. It was very fun. One of our friends actually said it was the greatest band he'd ever seen. So I don't know how many concerts he's been to, but I did like it. I thought they did a great job.
Yeah.
So.
And then before that, of course, Tokyo Police Club, rest in peace with Breakneck Speed.
That's right.
Folks, a little fashion news, not in from Milan, not in from, what's another fashion city?
Ooh, Paris.
Not in from Paris, no. It's from, I think, BC.
Okay.
I think it's like southern BC, and it's killer whales, folks, orcas.
Okay.
There was this group of orcas.
They're not from BC. They're from the whole ocean. They just go there sometimes.
Sure, whatever. but there's this pod of orcas that in 87, they were seen doing
1987.
Something. 1987.
Oh, okay.
They were seen doing something very strange.
Yeah.
Which is they would find dead salmon or at some point kill salmon and not eat them and then just put them on their heads.
How would a tiny little salmon stay on top of their head?
That was the game. They had to balance it on their heads, and it was
I feel like a salmon is like a speck to them.
Yeah.
How do they even? Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
how
but it was like a, they wore it like a little hat, and it was like this trend. And they would watch the orcas show other orcas that they were doing it, and then other orcas would get onto the trend.
Oh my god, whales are so cool.
But then this went away.
Yeah.
They hadn't noticed it again until a couple months ago, where they're doing it again.
Oh my god, cyclical fashion.
Yeah, it's literally, that's exactly what I was like, oh my god, all of these higher mammals are on the 30-year fashion cycles.
Oh my god.
It's the exact same thing.
Wow.
Just like how skinny jeans are in now.
Well, okay, weren't the 80s, they're getting up to be 50 years away soon. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy to think.
But yeah, folks, orcas, they're wearing salmon hats again. If you're looking for Christmas presents for any killer whales in your life, I'd recommend, when I say salmon again, I mean the fish, not a salmon colored hat. Don't embarrass yourself like that. Oh my god, if you show up with a salmon baseball cap to the orca cookout,
oh my gosh,
you're getting laughed out of the killer whale tank. I'll tell you that for a nickel right now.
Oh my goodness. I'm just picturing, I don't know how much of it is fashion versus, it's a game, which is obviously so cute and fun, and they probably play lots of games. But I'm just thinking, you know when you're a child and you first learn to balance things on the palm of your hand, like a shovel or something, and then you have to, move your hand around, or you do it on your head. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cool.
They're very cool.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Maximum respect to our aquatic brethren.
Yeah.
Nothing more to say.
Avatar 2 is a documentary.
That's exactly right. A talcoon. Anyway, folks, up next, we've got New Half Moon Run. I actually really dug this track. Mm-hmm. It's called Loose Ends. Here we go.
Some loose ends. to plead no more. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what she means. Say love easy, he come to me. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what that means. I say alright, c'est la vie. Thank you.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Mykonos.
Yep.
By Fleet Foxes.
Dean said Mykonos the first time
he
said it.
No, I didn't.
And
no, I'm cutting this out too.
I like it. It's like, you know, your favorite candy, Mykonos.
I do actually. Okay, here's my question about Mike and Ike's. Are they brothers or lovers?
I think they're one man, split personality.
Oh, I like that idea. Like a Dr. Mike, Mr. Ike's.
Exactly.
That's smart.
And they make really bad tasting jelly candy.
That, okay. I'm sorry. Horrible.
Tastes like chalk.
That's so not bad. True.
Yeah,
it is. Oh my God. I'm sorry you had to hear that, folks. Anyway, we also heard Phosphorescent, C'est la vie, number two.
Dean likes like root beer and Mike and Ike's. Objectively, the two worst things ever invented.
Yeah, two things wildly unpopular. No one likes them.
Everyone likes Sprite and Reese Cups, obviously.
And at the top, we heard Half Moon Run, Loose Ends. Thank you for letting me get through that. Folks, we saw Gladiator 2.
We did.
We saw it in theaters.
The only thing I knew going in was that it had an everybody clapped ending.
Mm-hmm. And boy, howdy, does it ever.
It does, yeah. Whoever I follow on Tumblr that said that, sorry, I can't credit you. That was funny.
Like, obviously, you know, it's Ridley Scott. He's sort of a dullard. And, like, these are, like, huge propaganda films.
But, like, that make for a lot what? Of money. Like,
it's very obvious. It's, like, Rome is a stand-in for America in these films.
Yeah,
they literally say the Roman dream.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's not subtle. But, like, with the last couple Gladiator movies, it's this tension between, okay, yes, this is a society built on, like, bloodshed and conquest.
Yeah.
But, like, is there a soul? Is there like something worth fighting for in this society that we have built? And the answer is yes, if you have the correct handsome white guy in charge.
Yeah. Okay, literally. Yeah. So I don't know what Ridley feels. But okay, Ridley Scott is not even American. So I'm like,
no.
Yeah. What's his deal? Is it actually about Britain? And we're just like seeing it through an American view.
No, because like if it was about England, it would be about how it's they would actually show the end of Rome. Because like England's done. They know that their goose is cooked. And they all of them just like wish it was the Blitz again so they could feel something.
Okay. But yeah, it was okay. It was fun to see in theaters. Like the spectacle.
There was some fun. I liked there was a lot of good I liked all the animals. There were good monkeys, there were rhinos. I enjoyed.
Yeah.
That was fun. There's a couple of very beautiful dogs
in
this film. But yeah, the whole plot is so contrived. It's like,
it was very sequel-y where like, okay, a little bit spoilers for Gladiator 2 if you hadn't seen it, but, they're like, oh, actually, you are the son of Maximus.
And it's like, and they like retcon that.
Yeah. It was just like, his son died. That was the whole thing. Like, he doesn't need a second son.
Yeah. No, it's silly.
Whatever.
Paul Mescal, nice boy.
He did okay.
He couldn't get a lolly.
I wanted it to
he's
be
not
like
a movie star.
So amazing.
He's not a Russell Crowe. I'm sorry. He does not have the gas. He does not have that sort of je ne sais quoi.
I think he's much better at like indie
where
you zoom in on their face a lot.
Close
you know?
Up sad boy he excels at.
Totally.
He cannot give a rousing speech to the buff boys.
His motivational war things did not
He's like, and like his speech is like, oh, where death is, we are not. It's like, okay, so you're not killing anyone? What does that mean? Bad speech.
That they're not gonna die.
I know, but I'm saying not a good speech.
But he is handsome. Now I'm just picturing his face as he was saying that. I'm like, that's a handsome man. Like, he's really good looking. He's, you know, kind of topless in the movie. So
this is true.
That's fun.
But he's no Denzel, who is just electric, believe it or not.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, I could watch him watch paint dry.
Yeah. My friend's issue with the movie was that apparently Denzel Washington's outfits look like Somali women's wear, and she's like, I can't get over it. He just like looks like my mom like the whole movie, but he looks like ridiculous. He's like hiking it up and running around and like doing all these little dances with it. So she thought that was very funny and that he looked very silly. But I thought I looked fine. I don't know what the outfit's supposed to look like, but anyway.
Yeah, but Gladiator 2, folks. If you've got some time to kill, if you want to like just turn your brain off and watch something like dumb and fun, you could do worse. And if you do watch it, just go in thinking that Denzel is playing Obama, and a lot of things are going to lock into
literally
place.
Literally doesn't make sense.
It's a really accurate reading. I guess by this logic, Paul Mescal is Trump. Not quite sure. But I'm still working on the theory, but folks, it's going to be airtight. Check out the letterbox, sweet Dean. I'm going to lay it all out for you there.
I don't think so. But anyway, what do we have up next?
Up next, we've got Dope Lemon. This is a brand spanker of a track, Golden Wolf. Here we go.
Well, you got a good thing going when she walked down the street. You got this special way. She's done some miles with the broken hearts and rattlesnakes. Golden Wolf, take us higher. We won't be the best that we can be in this life. Golden Wolf, take us higher.
face to face. No larger problems need to be erased. Nothing more important than to know someone's listening.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Impossible Germany by Wilco. Before that, we heard Yesterday's Man with their song Fleetwood Mac. And right at the top, we heard Dope Lemon with their brand spanker. That's called Golden Wolf.
Song called Fleetwood Mac is not nice. You know that? That makes it hard to search for your song.
Yeah, it's a little difficult. And they didn't even put a capital M on Mac. You know how I feel about this.
Wow. Putting disrespect on Fleetwood Mac.
And it just
name.
Shows how nice a song it was that I played it despite all of these shortcomings. But folks, speaking of coming short, it's the funding drive and we need more money.
Yes, please.
Please and thank you.
It's halfway over and we're not at halfway yet. So everyone, get out your wallets, please. And yes. Go to cfrc.ca/donate. Your favorite link, that should be your homepage probably on your computer.
Yeah, give that a star.
Especially because you can be listening to the radio from cfrc.ca whenever you want.
Yeah, so you've got no excuse not to.
Exactly. So please donate. There's so many good things that you can get if you donate, but also so many good reasons to donate.
Yeah.
There's lots of volunteering opportunities here, lots of opportunities to learn broadcasting, podcasting,
yeah,
doing all that stuff.
We've
lots
got all
of opportunities lots for of local musicians.
Workshops, run-on-one training. Yeah, like come in, record whatever you want in our studio.
Yeah, and we have like, you know, we try to prioritize local music here at the station. Like literally, the benefits are endless. We do local news, like it's everything.
Folks, if there's any community in Kingston to be found, it's on CFRC's airwaves.
Exactly.
I'll tell you that.
And come in, volunteer.
Yeah. So here's what you donate.
Yeah.
And then you come and volunteer. That's putting your mouth where your money is, folks.
I getcha, because it's a radio.
That's exactly right.
But yes, you can get a lot of things if you donate directly through CFRC. You can also donate through Queens and get a charitable tax receipt. Just mention CFRC when you do your donation.
And you can donate every week. If you donate every week, you get included in each weekly raffle.
Yeah.
So just donate $5 here, $5 there, five bucks here.
Or more, $25 each week.
Yeah.
You don't need it. Let's go.
I see the car you drive around. Okay. I know you can afford it.
Stop with the avocado toast.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. If you're not good, if you're getting your espresso grande mocha frappo $20 drink.
Espresso, but thank you.
Yeah. Well, if you're getting that, A, you shouldn't be because boycott. But B, you could be spending that money at CFRC instead.
Yeah, you could. So, Dean, what do you get for each tier of donation?
Well, if you donate $10 to $25, you're going to get sticker, pen, 3 song requests. If you donate $26 to $50, you're getting all of that, plus a tote bag and cork coasters.
We need more of those because our dog just ate
those. Yeah, he just destroyed them all. So, yeah, we're going to have to actually donate and get those again. If you donate just under $100, you get all of that plus coupons to Smoke's Poutinerie. If you donate $100 to $225, you get all of that toque, playing cards, t-shirt, while supplies last. Lots and lots of stuff. Folks, if you donate over $250, you're going to get all of that plus 1 hour guest spot for you and whatever your favorite show is. You can join us on air.
You can bring your friends.
Yeah, bring your friends. We'll just like, we record from not in Kingston, but we'll call you in. It'll be fine.
You get tickets to an event.
Yeah.
Like a musicians in residence concert in 2025. And also with all this, with every $5 you donate, you get raffle tickets.
Those beautiful raffle tickets.
For local businesses, goodie bags.
All of our favorite businesses. Basically everything that makes going downtown worthwhile.
Yeah. I heart downtown.
Yeah. So much fun. So yeah, please go to cfrc.ca/donate. Means a lot to us. Means a lot to everyone else at the station.
Means a lot for Kingston.
Yeah.
Woo.
And the country?
And, yep. And
awesome.
And you. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How could you disappoint Kingston, the country, and you, folks?
Exactly.
Up next, we've got Band of Horses, No One's Going to Love You. Here we go.